Here we are. Ciao ragazzi, if we have Marcello. Benvenuti, welcome guys, here with this Watch Along Italy versus Romania. Ottavio here and Mike. Mike, how are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. How are you doing? You well?
Really good, and I see that we are streaming on two different platforms today. We're going to be on Twitter and YouTube, so you can find us on Twitter, of course, and also on YouTube. We are start growing with our YouTube channel, and I saw already that Phantom our friend Phantom from Devon is already texting us because we are 2-3 minutes late. Italian style, we can say. Italian yeah. style a little bit.
Yeah, we just took it chill here. Exciting times, unexplored times, territory for us as well in terms of hosting on both sides. So excited to see how this goes.
Mike, we have this big game coming, 8 minutes to the start, and that's great. Now finally we see Kabots again, Odogwu, Lamb. We spoke a little bit the other day, but what do you expect from the team?
Yeah, so I think we're probably going to see, I'm hoping we'll see sort of full of confidence, a team full of confidence. And, you know, there's some players who are probably still trying to, you know, firm up their position because, you know, there's always players, you know, behind them. So they're always looking behind them. But I think it's probably going to be a good opportunity for us to, to really show sort of what we're about. So I'm relatively confident. I think, you know, we're in a good spot, and I'm just excited by this one. This one's just pure excitement, no nerves.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We have to be focused 100% on the performance, as Crowley said too. It's really important for us to show a good flow of game, no rustiness also in some different position, like bringing back Maurice at 12 after the experiment with Menoncello was our maybe first choice. Who knows? Or maybe it was something like a tricky moment, showing Menoncello there and then doing something different. Who knows how was planned the use of Menoncello during this? But of course, there was space in this team for him. Now we're gonna see the new Italians. We're gonna see our friend Seb Negri playing in this game. Yep. Happy for him. So let's see. In San Benedetto del Tronto, which usually is not like a rugby city, it's not Treviso, it's not Florence, Firenze, but it's really a welcoming, warm place to stay. Also, the captain spoke about how important is this this area now after this different week.
Yeah, and I think this, you know, we spoke about it before, but I think it's really important for Italy to go around like the whole of Italy with these warm-up games, and hopefully we're going to see it in the autumn and we'll see it in the summer next year, because obviously it is a growing game and right now it's obviously very secluded to the northeast, so it'd be really good to, you know, try and open up. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, where better to do it in, you know, a place which, you know, it's peak of tourist season, you know, just after Ferragosto as well. So yeah, I'm excited by this one.
Something that I have to say, there are some spots over at the stadiums. You can see some empty seats. That sucks a little bit because it's always important. But let's see. Hopefully, this result, the match is going to be enjoyable for everywhere in Italy and overseas for the Italian supporters. So let's see how it goes here. But I see now the players entering in the field. So we are almost there.
So for me, I'll pause. I'm literally, they've just lined up for the anthems.
Okay, so we're gonna connect on the same same moment.
Just not let me pause.
don't worry. You're gonna be a little bit forward than me, so you can tell me something. Show all your emotions. It's not a bit.
I was gonna say problem. To give too much away. But with regards to the empty seats, I think, you know, we need to stress that it's not a typical Italian city.
That's,
you know, quite football dominated city. So I'm going to be excited to see sort of the attendance numbers, but I think, you know, like it's I was always expecting a few empty seats on this one, to be honest.
And somebody says it's only Romania. Well, let's say something. The Romanian immigrants in Italy is a good piece of the migration in the last 20 years. So they're really connected. We're almost speaking pretty similar languages. So that's true. That's really important. There is always been a connection, Italy-Romania, in some way. In some way, there always been. And let's see how it goes, this. Let me see what... Well, versus Japan, there will be more. Of course, in Treviso, it's going to be full, but for the same reason, Treviso is going to be a rugby stadium in a rugby city. So, of course, it's going to be completely packed in this case, but... Let's see how are we going to reflect in this. We're going to have Faiva too in this game. So which are the challenges for you, Mike? Which are the players to watch in this game?
I think the challenges for us as a team is just a complete performance over the full 80 minutes. I think you mentioned yesterday, we need to have, you know, the same mentality from moment one to, you know, the 80th minute. And I think something that most tier one nations have is this winning mentality and, you know, a cutthroat mentality. And that's something that I think we're slowly developing, but I think, you know, that's something that we need to sort of almost like speed up before the World Cup, because, you know, teams haven't been afraid to put their foot on our neck. And if this is going to be a game where we're confident going into it, we need to do the same.
Absolutely, we need to do the same. We have to approach as a big team. We can say, like, also if we don't have all the experience, but we need to be stronger in every side of the ball, on and off, attack, defense. We need to be really 100% focused on this. I would like to remember everybody that can follow us. They can subscribe to the YouTube channel or on Twitter, that they can follow us at Italian Rugby Pod, or you can follow Mike on Italian Rugby Forum and me @ Ottavio Arenello Rugby Cocciotto on YouTube. And then let's see, Mike, you're ready, because you're
I'm focused. You know, just going back to the point where, you know, you're asking players to watch out for. I think it's going to be a very important game for Alessandro Garbisi. I think it's going to be a really important game for full score as well, because this could potentially, you know, make us take all four scrum halves like South Africa. So eyes on Garbisi, and, you know, for a first as well, the first ever brother partnership at 9 and 10 for Italy ever. So making history regardless. And I think, you know, there's probably going to be some eyes on, like you said, Morisi, and see how he adapts. But, you know, I'm sure he thought he was probably going to have a bit of a rest. But, and yeah, Neymar as well. Massive game for him. Massive, massive game for him. Hasn't played since December, right?
Right. So the big expectations are on him, I think, now, because we were thinking, who's going to be the third? Is it fair to call him? I think he's learning, still keep learning from mistakes, and that's great. And now we want to see him not off the field. We want to see him playing well, playing for Italy. So let's see how they're going to be the field. Pretty tough first row, we can say. Ferrari, Faiva, and Nemer. Whoa. No, something yeah. That we saw last year at Treviso.
And obviously always excited to see like a Dogwu, and, you know, as a Quins fan, you know, I know what Dino Lam can do, and it'd be nice to see sort of how he gets on without Rutz on the field. So, yeah, let me know where you're at. For me, they've just finished the Italian national anthem.
Oh, well, look, I am a little bit earlier. I saw now the smile of...
I can pause it now. So. I can pause it. So,
oh, nice.
I'll tell you what, let me wait until it's right at the kickoff, and then I'll pause for you to catch up.
And also, Mike, let's give a clue to our listeners, our viewers. This week, we have the pleasure to have one of the players in the field today.
Yeah. I mean, one of our mystery guests.
Yes, one of our Mr. Guests. So, guys, You have to figure out who's the mystery guest. And I would like to remember everybody to listen to Fratelli di Rugby podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, of course. We are on the page, on Spotify, every Audible platform, I can say. So you're going to have a really good surprise on for the podcast. That's it. I would like to say hi to Marcello, so if he's not here today with us, but he's the third part of the of Fratelli di Rugby. So ciao Marcello.
Yeah, and congratulations with him. Yep, to Marcello, absolutely, for his 1,000 followers on Twitter. So well done, the boy.
Good achievement for the boy.
Right, I'm just about to pause.
Just
on
about to kick.
So, what would you have liked to have seen there for us differently?
So differently, this is the game where in a moment I want to see Fusco playing not at nine in a moment of the game.
12, yeah.
I want to see Garbisi Fusco together in the field, just to understand the options. Now, as Kieran Crowley said, we have options. So let's put Fusco there too. Let's move Ioane. Let's play Fusco 11 for 10 minutes. Just. If you want to start analyzing your games today, the video analysis software that helps coach, analysts, and player is waiting for you on longomatch.com. But anyway,
well,
half time. Yes. Here we are. Yeah. So 31-7. Let me add our banner. But so if you have to tell me how was the game, and I didn't watch the game, what you can tell me?
Yeah, I think to summarize, you know, it's a game where we're starting to see how we want to maybe like exit. We've seen a lot from Seb Negri, you know, carry really aggressively in the 22 just to get some front football and giving us a platform to attack. And I think, you know, we're probably going to see that a lot in the World Cup. And, you know, it's really interesting to see sort of how we're looking to attack in their 22 now as well. You know, typically we go and try and stretch it and put it out to the wing, but there's been some nice intricate like interplay between Garbisi and, as in Alessandro Garbisi, Paolo
Garbisi's,
and the Garbisi squad, and the centres. And you know, like I said, we've seen what makes Paolo Dogu really, you know, dangerous as well. His low centre of gravity is hard to stop, and his willingness to get forward, which I think has been good. So if I had to summarise, I'd say, right, listen, it's a first half job done. Let's see what happens in the second half. Maybe we can start, like you said, trying to play out certain scenarios. You know, if Morisi were to go off, like, what would we do? And this is where we learn a little bit more about the team in the second half, and I'm hoping we see that personally.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. Something that we said during this early 40 minutes, maybe it's a little bit more accuracy on some passing wise after the break line, in general speaking, and then some kicks by Johan, I'm thinking, but in general, to understand also Garbisi kicking at the post, but in general, also sometimes trying to understand when is the time to kick that ball instead of overplaying, because I think we overplayed a couple of times in our 22. When we're not gonna have all the time this freedom to move the ball with this kind of pressure by a team like Romania, which is struggling. But at the end of the last 10 minutes, he put a little bit more of pressure, couple of tackles well done. We weren't organized, and they scored one try, and almost they did something else in the second.
Yeah,
minute. So
credit where like it's due with Romania as well. I think, you know, they're trying stuff clearly. You know, they want to try and attack out the 22. Like we said, you know, they're trying some different things out, and maybe, you know, that's because they know their strengths, and similar to us, it could be that they feel more confident, you know, playing it out on the wing, and feel like that's an area where they can potentially do damage to us as much as we can do to them. So, yeah, like I think, you know, this next half is going to be really interesting. I want to see hopefully like early changes, you know, in you know, for example, with Lamaro, we know what he gives. We don't need to see any more.
That's true.
And, you know, maybe we do see sort of Lam at blind or Ruta at blindside. That would be really interesting as well. An additional sort of lineup option as well, and how we can adapt to that and the different opportunities that we have to attack in a different manner. And yeah, I'm positive. It's a positive half, right? Like we take it what it is. It's a positive half.
I think it's a positive half. We're never going to be satisfied 100%, but it's the way Italian audience is made too sometimes. No? If we play well with not a so strong team, but was the team was a bad team. If we won with we play, but we lose against a better team, but that was better. But let's try to be positive. On something that we saw, 30 points in the first half, job done, and Mike, everybody are walking on their feet, which is something that...
That's the most important thing, right? Like, I think we were joking, but I wasn't joking. I would take a one-point win with no injuries, no yellow cards, no red cards, no suspensions. That genuinely, right? So, next half is about precision. It's about precision, how precise we are, you know, when we're going to play and attack, how precise we are when we're defending, so, you know, we can keep ourselves squeaky clean. And, you know, fingers crossed there's no horrible injuries that come of it. What I will say is the conditions there, having spoken to a couple of the players, we know it is scorching hot, like scorchingly hot. It's humid at the moment. We just saw in the changing rooms they're pouring like water, you know, the substitutes pouring water over their head. So that's telling you how hot it is, that these Italian players are struggling. Yeah, like it is so hot. So it's going to be a good measure of our fitness as well. I think, you know, inevitably we're probably going to see a drop off at some point just because of the heat and it's how hot it is, how much it's going to sap out of them. But I think it's going to be a really interesting second half.
Look, I'm going to let you read this commentary by Phantom on our YouTube page, guys. We are streaming on Twitter and we are on YouTube. Paolo Garbisi, frankly, shocking from the tee. Yes, it wasn't his best day since the starting of this game, and Carlia's backbone, he needs to drop him to the bench. I don't agree with this because he needs to play and kick those balls in the field, not only in training. So probably for that reason also, I think, you know what Alan is going to give you from the tee and from the field. We saw Garbisi not the best Garbisi that we saw in the recent couple of years, we can say, also with Azzurri. So I think it's really important for him to be there, to keep playing. And then let's see, maybe today can be another game where we're going to see later Garbisi, Allan together. Let's see if they're going to be some switch like Garbisi 12 or Allan 15 and Capuozzo on the... Because now maybe you can try something different. We can put Odogu as a Menoncello-ish in the middle of the field, like we saw. We can put Garbisi as a Morisi style, but with the black sense. So we can change a lot and Capuozzo on the wing. So you can really adapt something now.
Yeah, and just to Phantom's point as well, I think the difficulty is, you know, he's played the vast majority of this season at 12, Paolo, and, you know, Carbonell's been taking a lot of the kicking responsibilities, like, you know, even out of hand, albeit if it was on the right side of the pitch, normally they'd use Paolo. But the point is, you know, if we're not going to give him game time in a game like this, when are we going to give him game time? Because we probably... You know, probably need to put up a a little bit more of a, you know, concise first team against Japan. No disrespect to Romania, but I think, you know, if we're not going to give him game time now ahead of the World Cup, I think we're going to struggle to find time. And I'd rather him make mistakes like, you know, the charge down in this game than against, you know, Namibia or Uruguay. So good to get these out of the way, in my opinion.
So what do you think is going to be the first change in the from the field? Who's going to come in? Let me tell you which. Oh, let me share, actually. Let me share the team. We have Faiva, we have Zani and Ceccarelli. We have Federico Ruzza, obviously. We have Lorenzo Cannone, Fusco, Allan, and the bright future, Lorenzo Breads, Lorenzo Pani, Mike.
My man. I think it's going to be Zani for Neymar. Like, although, you know, I'd like to see Neymar play the whole match, I don't think it's worth risking injury, because we know that, you know, there's not much between him and Fischetti. They're fantastic players. Nicotera, we know what we get from him.
We need him.
First
change probably is there.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be the first one. I think Zani coming on as well. I think those two, and then Ferrari's been getting decent game time. Ceccarelli hasn't, so I think just a full swap at halftime of the front row. Just let the boys play.
Interesting.
Cannone or Dino, either one of those two. Like, just let them. You know, Dino maybe needs a little bit more game time, so it'd be interesting to see Dino Ruzza playing together. That'd be really interesting, you know.
Because we are expecting that pair of locks playing together.
Yeah, exactly.
Pani will come on for Capuozzo. In the meantime, Phantom is riding us.
I see that. I was just going to say, with that option that you just said, Phantom, right? Pani has a fantastic boot. Like, he has a fantastic boot. So we can change the way that we attack at that point. You know, we can exit differently. We can look to play those 50-22s. Especially if we have, you know, potentially three players on the pitch that can kick. If Garbisi stays on, and, you know, we have like find a place for Allan, for example, that gives us so many different options. And again, it's just a good opportunity for us in the second half just to have a little play around with that.
Can you imagine if I'm trying to go against this option? Can you see maybe Odogwu out and moving Capuozzo on the wing, or Pani on the wing and keep Capuozzo to give him game time now?
I can see that as
maybe
well.
We have to think also who's going to play the next game now.
Yeah, I would rather see Ioane off then, give Odogwu game time.
At 11, so, nice.
Yeah, at 11. And then obviously put Capuozzo at wing, and potentially then see the dual playmaker if we see Allan either at fullback, or Allan at 10, and Maurici off, Garbisi 12. And I was making a joke yesterday on whilst you were streaming, saying, you know, we'll probably see full score at 12. I didn't mean out of choice, but I think out of injury, we probably will see at some point him, because he slotted in there for Zibrev two or three games last season, right? So we know he can play there as well. It's what his position was prior to becoming a scrum half. So, stuff like that. I'd love to see, you know, some
hybrid players in different positions.
Yeah, you know, love him or hate him, Eddie Jones used to say, right, adapt, right? This is what's happened on the pitch, adapt, right? You know, so we've lost our 12, we've lost our backup 12, adapt, like, and you know, again, these are the games where we're able to do that.
Yeah, I think it's also interesting, because now we have a different scenario, because we want to change players, but still we're going to play with a 14-man game now for maybe other 8 minutes. So let's see if some of the changes are going to arrive now, even with a player less in the field. We're going to play without Lamaro for the next 6-8 minutes. And I'm really looking forward to see how we're going to react without the captain in the field, without Ruzza in the field. Of course, yeah. We know it's a shared captaincy, as a, like a leadership, shared leadership, because we know there are players with more caps than our captain. Our captain has that charisma, that leadership that we want, but it's going to be interesting to see without the two guys that at least on the papers are captain and vice captain, no, Ruzza and Lamaro.
That's it. And I think, you know, again, it'd be good to get those players who are part of the leadership team. You know, we know Seba is, we know obviously Lamaro is, and Ruzza's been sort of captaining in the past few games. It's important to have to give them an opportunity to lead, right? Absolutely. Because of the reasons we gave at the start, you know, the injuries happen, suspensions happen, all of this jazz. So it's important for us to ensure that, you know, we're like giving them time to lead.
They need time to lead. This is a good opportunity for them. Thinking about how much this team is going to change for the next. Already, I'm thinking there to the with Japan. If we're going to see some other. Like other opportunity to have a different leadership, no? Like maybe next week is going to be maybe a Zuliani game. We're going to see maybe a Ruzza game.
So looks like we're back, by the way.
Yep, let's go. Here we go. Bene. Partita finita.
That's it. Job. That's it. No injuries. No red cards. What more can we ask for?
We scored loads of try. What we can ask more? What we can ask more, Mike? More accuracy.
Yeah. I think like we obviously there's some rust, there's some cobwebs. There's some bits that, you know, we need to work on. Like I said, you know, the conditions look torrid. Like they look really hard. You know, hot, humid weather, sapping weather, and I think. We could potentially, you know, look at the between, let's say, the last sort of 20-30 minutes, and you know, we could say that we got tired, we were trying some new combinations, there's lots of bits there, but I think you know, I'm happy with that. There's not really much more for us to say there, is there?
No, you're right, because that I wasn't like I wasn't thinking about the situation of with all the changes that we had, like position wise, and that's true. That is a factor in this. But it's a factor in our game, but also something common between the first half with like the eight with the best team possible almost in the field, and the second time half when it was completely. Completely never saw Italy until now, because we were with Fusco on the wing. We saw Garbesi, but we have to look better in our review also how Allan and Garbesi play together when Garbesi switch on 12. That probably is one of the things we have to see for our next games. No, how they can work together there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, let's recap quick. We had Fusco on the wing.
Pani on the wing.
We had Pani on the wing. We had... what Garbisi other combinations 12? Did we have? Garbisi 12, Allan 10.
Cannone 7.
Yep.
Also Cannone 7.
Who else did we see out of position?
That's it, I think, because Ioane came back as 11 when Garbisi switched. So,
yeah. So we've seen like some adaptability there, and that's what we wanted to see, right? And we had, like I said, we saw Big Seb do what Big Seb does, and Toa acting like a rugby league loose forward, just floating around, working. Dino Lam had a good game. Ruzza came on, immediately made an impact. If
look at objectively, we saw a lot of players playing out of position. We weren't, you know, direct playing as aggressively as we possibly can. Like we said, there were, you know, opportunities where we were trying stuff up in midfield as opposed to going for the overlap out wide. And this is all in preparation for the upcoming games against Japan. This is a nice confidence booster that the boys done well, but there's some stuff that they can take out of it. And I think there's some stuff that they need to look at, like, you know, getting charged down, the fact that they were getting some options and opportunities on pin runners off the ruck. That's sort of it, really, isn't it? I'm quite happy with all of that. What are your thoughts on, if you had to sort of summarize?
My thoughts is that we want to run, and that it's great. Seems like in general, I saw good fitness in the team. That is something that I would like to highlight. They seems ready too. Also, this is the work they are doing with George Petrakos, the former Scotland national team strength and conditioning coach. So yeah, we're preparing in a specific way with him. We saw how some players, the more minutes they play, better they are in the field. Alafi, Seb Negri, I think also Dino Lamb, actually, yeah, much better than the last time. But I saw in a good shape also people like Zani, for example. I saw a couple of good stuff by him. So that's important. And the shape is there. I see. We did not try any weird move, which is good. We didn't see anything today. Weird move, like, not weird, like special move, the set piece move, the strike move that you want to say. We didn't see a lot of them. I'm happy for it because the game was telling us to play some situation more than just do that, play that that strike move because we need that space there against that team. No, for example, in the second half, we didn't start playing with pick and go. No more pick and go in the first half. First 20 minutes, yes, pick and go by the 11, by the our winger, Ioane, too, did the same. But in general, I think good for the heart, good for the feelings, because 57 points are always 57 points. A win is a win if it's 1 point or there are 50 points of difference, like in this game. And what else? Ready for Japan. Ready for Japan next week.
Japan. I think, you know, there's some interesting decisions to be made about who we're going to pick against Japan. I'm hoping that we go for our strongest team against Japan. I think, you know, we know, I think, more or less. In fact, actually, this could be quite fun. Who would you say, based on the last few games, is our sort of first team for you? Going into the World Cup, going into Japan.
So let me think about against Japan. I want to see Nemer again. First of all,
yeah, he needs more
games. Nemer starting, Faiva starting.
Yeah.
Ciccarelli. Think about Alonji is gonna be cut by the team.
I think so. So too, yeah.
So I think they're going to be the same. So Riccioni, until Riccioni is not going to be 100%, maybe Ciccarelli is going to start and Ferrari is going to end. Yep.
Yep.
Then, what else? Who else? Sisi next week. Yep. But if you think about the best team, we don't have a lot of other options. So I think we're going to play with Odogwu maybe, or Bruno on the wing on the side. Let's see if we're going to switch, maybe bring in together for the next game, only for the next game, Odogwu and Bruno together, because can be an option. I don't think we're going to start with Fusco, but just to give Ioane more time, because he played the last three games, so, okay, chill for the next one. So that?
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe, I don't know, Capuzzo seemed pretty fresh. Doesn't meet. That's the point. He starts where he left.
My boy's just golden, and he just does what he wants.
Man,
what about nine? So, who do you think starts at nine, Martin Page.
Nine, Varney Pagello. So, Martin, because I think they're going to bring the four. So, maybe Varney Pagello or Pagello and Varney. I would like to see Varney starting from the bench, because usually it's always the nine who starts. So, let's see how he's going to react in a game that maybe can do something different, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. No, I'd like to see a little bit more of Martin Pagello.
And then, man, also, if you think about the centers, are we going to keep Morisi and Garbisi as an option 12? We're going to avoid Mori? Mori's going to go home?
I think Mori will stay. I think Mori, like, just... I think, well, I think what we'll see is Mori maybe get... be instead of Pani on the bench, I think. Although, I would like to see Pani start again, just because... we need to give that, like, for the exact reason I gave earlier, like, we need to give him as much game time as possible. And also, like, start maybe understanding, you know, what his strengths are. Like, we know that he's got a monster boot on him, and, you know, when's the right time to use that? He's left-footed. I know Garbisi is as well. Then we've got, obviously, Alan, who's right-footed. Maybe we can start looking at creating some attack, you know, attacking platforms off that, particularly with like 50-22s. And yeah, I just think if we're going to develop a plan B, he's going to be involved, I think, because I think Capuots was like a very good plan A with how we attack out of the 22 and how we like to ship it out and flood like the center channels and give plenty of like running options. That's great. But I think we need a plan B as well, just in case something goes awry.
Yeah, we need more, something we didn't see again after a couple of games where we kick at the box kicks. We didn't box kick at all. This game, we play. So, it's weird because it seems like Crowley is still hiding something. I think we have something else to show. And it's funny, but it's also tricky. Having a situation like that.
Yeah, I think we've shown exactly what we wanted to show. And I think, you know...
that's the right word, what you said.
There's a balance, right? Like, you know, we could go in all out and we can show a hand. But I think if we learn to win games like this, particularly against, like, Namibia, maybe we'll have to play slightly more against Uruguay. But, you know, if we can win games like this... maybe more nitty gritty, more where we have to, you know, become more physical and do pick and goes and really grind out the multi phase. Then, you know, going into the World Cup against, you know, probably two of the three favourites, two of the top three favourites. I think like we're gonna have to do something innovative to try and sort of. Cause an upset. So yeah, I'm quite happy with that. It went as we expected it to go, minus obviously the red card on their side, although to be honest,
no injuries,
that's the beauty of it. No injuries, especially after Ireland, we couldn't afford any more. So that's a big W. Glad we were emphasizing not to take boys' heads off. That's the most important thing.
They tried a couple of times against us, to the Romanians.
Yeah, but I think Monty's one probably get looked at again and probably get sanctioned. But I quite like the fact that Luke Pearce was confident as well with, like, you know, his cards. He was confident red, he was confident yellow. Even the one against us, he was confident. It was the right decision. Penalty try.
This is his way to referee. Is it? You don't see difference in his face. You don't see emotions. He's always on chat, on control.
So yeah, he's a very, very good referee. Very good referee. And I think, you know, we were very lucky to have him this game. But we won the game, 50-point margin, no injuries, no red cards, no suspensions, learned a little bit more about the team. We move on to Japan. Japan's week after next, isn't it?
Yes, next. No, this week, upcoming.
What's
week?
Next week
it's going to be in Treviso, so it's going to be probably packed. Also, that is really important for us. And hopefully you're going to be loud all the time, the supporters there. That's really important, I think.
Yeah. Exciting times.
It is. So, Mike, thank you so much. Thanks to everybody. Thanks who's going to listen this this long watch along we did today. It was an experiment, but I think went pretty good. I had fun here watching the game. Next game, I'm going to be... Maybe you're going to be there, let's say, the for the World Cup. But next week, we're going to be watching the game from our sofas, we can say. Again, from the sofa. Yeah, yeah. Nice way to watch it. And
we're going to watch it ongoing.
Yeah, and let's remember, everybody, then, this week, we're going to record another podcast of Fratelli Rugby Podcast. You can find us on Spotify, everywhere. Follow us on YouTube. Every platform, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, where you want. If you want, you can call me. I can listen you the podcast if you need this. If there is the only way to you guys to listen us. So, and we're gonna have one of the player that was in the field for Italy. So we're gonna record, and everything is gonna be ready for you, Italian rugby fan. So Mike. Grazie.
Boom. Grazie.
Boom.
Grazie.
Boom. Ci siamo. Bellissimo.
Right.
So,
have a lovely...
See you next.
Yeah, have a lovely evening. And you for too. Everyone and listening, everyone. Thank you very much.
And let's see if... Oh, let's say bye to Phantom. Bye, Pincetti. I can see Pincetti here. Of course, with me, there's going to be some other streaming soon. Not today. The next days about this game. Some other stuff. Well... Ciao a tutti, ci vediamo presto.